Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Developer Branded Podcast. This is me and myself and I, and today I want to talk about something very important to me, man. Life, as I shared before, man, is honestly pretty amazing, and I really want to reiterate something I've been mentioning in all my videos, something that I've been mentioning in all of my podcasts, and just about life in general, man. So when I look back at my life and when I look at where I am right now and when I think about how the heck did I get here, it's kind of interesting to see. To be honest, yo, that before I got laid off, my mindset was the same and it honestly never ever changed. Like literally never changed my mindset. My mindset of thinking like an employee. Thinking that the only way for me to make a living is to get someone to think that I am valuable. And what I mean by that is by thinking the only way for me to survive and make income to take care of myself, to take care of my family, is to have an employer. You know what I mean? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't. But for me, it is. Because my whole life, I never tried to think of how I could make my own income. I always had the mindset of wanting to work with someone who can make money for me. To work for someone who makes good money because I don't know how to make money on my own. And because of that mindset, I can honestly say that I really never grew as a human being. I never grew as a person. I never grew maturely. Because when you are stuck thinking that way, there are so many opportunities that are right in front of you that you actually end up missing. Because you never put two and two together thinking that you can use that opportunity to change your life. So when I actually ended up getting laid off from my job, what was so amazing about that was that my mindset as a person, my mindset as not just a developer, but as a businessman, potentially being a businessman, completely changed. Because now I look at everything as an opportunity. When I see there's a need, I want to be that person that can give that demand. When I see there's a need of something, I want to be the person that provides that need. Not that I need someone who needs an employee, but someone who needs a product. Someone who needs the skill. Someone who needs a problem solver. And I wanted to be that person. When I saw that there was no one doing a developer niche apparel line, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take that. When I saw that there was no one filming the life as a developer, I did that. I was the first one. If someone did it, then I guess so. Congratulations. But I didn't see anyone. I literally searched. That's why I did it. When I saw that with this new company I'm building, with the CEO, that no one was willing to move to Virginia, I'm like, what? Why would no one do that? Because now you get to work with the actual CEO, like side by side. You'll be the person that he trusts. You'll be the person that is the go-to guy that can take care of problems because you were here from the beginning. What did I see that as? An opportunity. Not just that, I saw it as an opportunity to be able to see a company grow from beginning to end. So like what I'm doing here in Virginia is we're starting new companies. And who's the guy who's going to be here in the beginning to help take care of it, to help make sure everything's done right in regards to technically speaking, right? That's me. So I'm taking that opportunity that's in front of me. Some people won't see it that way. Some people will think, I don't want to live in freaking Virginia or Tennessee. I want to live back where I'm at. I want to be comfortable. But for me, it's like, it's not about being comfortable. It's about, even if it means you have to be uncomfortable, you should do it because there's a chance that this will go somewhere well. But why am I able to think of that? And I generally think it's because I no longer think like an employee. I think like an employer. I think with a business mindset, an opportunity mindset, to not just have everything given to me, but even like, yo, think about this. I can stay back in Las Vegas and just code, be on my desk all the time. My room, literally 24/7, sleeping in it, working in it, sleeping in it with my dogs, right? Exact same thing. Be comfortable as heck. Yeah, like literally, my mom's like, Chris, why would you want to move to Virginia when you're going to do a lot more work there compared to what you can do here in Vegas? Like you could do less work. And I'm like, Mom, like it's not just about that. Like, it's nice to be lazy, right? It's nice to have it easy, but it's not always about that. I'm doing this for my future, not just the present. I'm not just looking at a couple of weeks from now, a couple of months from now. I'm looking at 5 or 10 years down the lane. That's how I think of all of my businesses that I'm building right now, with YouTube, with my podcast, with everything. You know what I mean? And so, like, that is why there's a 90% chance that I'll most likely, to be honest, like move down here because it's such a great opportunity. Not even just that, man, to like live in a new state, a new city, like a new country, man. Be around different people, getting out of my comfort zone, meeting new people, making new friends. It'll be harder for me because of my dogs. You won't have someone home all the time, like my mom, to take care of them. But yo, like this is life, right? Like it's not going to be easy. Yeah, I'll get better pay, but it's not even like I'm literally not doing it for that. It's there, but it's not for that. It's literally because yo, if you get a chance to build a company from beginning to end, why would you not be part of it? Okay, now, granted, I guess I have some weird DNA where I just love building things. I liked writing songs from beginning to scratch when I used to write music. I like making videos. I like creating my own YouTube channel from beginning to end, right? I like creating a developer branded apparel line from beginning and I want to see it to the end. I just like building new things. And so I guess because that's in my DNA, but it makes no sense to me sometimes when people wouldn't be willing to take part of this opportunity. And I think is the main reason is because a lot of people don't really believe in themselves. They want to believe in just the person that they're going to work for, which is true, right? And that is very important. But I do. But even more than that, I believe in what I can contribute and what I could do with this company or companies. And so I guess what I'm really trying to say, dudes, is like there are so many people who wonder, how can I get out of my situation? How can I better it? And so many times people just sit still waiting for someone to give them something. For me, I saw there was an opportunity. There wasn't an opportunity being given to me. There was opportunity for me to take, but I had to grab it. A lot of people watch. A lot of people sit back and be like, no, I won't do that. Or maybe you're in a situation when you have a family and you can't move. Maybe you bought a house somewhere and you can't move, right? Maybe there's that situation too. There's so many different situations, but I'm so lucky because I'm single, which I freaking love, by the way. All I have are two dogs, and I could go anywhere in the world if I want. So I'm able to take this opportunity. So I'm so thankful, man, to just be able to do that. And so I'm trying to say, dudes, is that people need to stop making excuses. People, you know, like how people try to act like they know everything, even though they've been through it. People try to act like they know how to do business, even though they don't even have their own business. People try to act like they know how to code, even though they don't know how to code. For me, when it came to YouTube, I never acted like I knew everything when it came to code. I never did. I shared only what I knew and what I was learning. And what I'm sharing with you right now is what I'm learning in regards to how to really survive in this new world of technology and opportunities we live in today. Yeah, COVID-19's bad. People losing their jobs. People losing their lives, man. And if you haven't lost your life, don't take that for granted. Try to see what opportunities are out there. What did I do? I started selling face masks, dude. Those are selling like hot balls. I don't know. Hot balls aren't popular. That's weird. I don't even know what that is. They're selling like candy. There you go. I mean, I just saw the opportunity and I took it. Like, what else is out there that no one's selling that you can? Or if someone is, can you sell it better? Is a YouTube channel out there like mine? Or can you do better than me? Then do it. That's the way you got to think. Anyway, man. I just want to share this. I'm actually still in the office and I'm just using the podcast mic that we have and forget to share this thing with you guys. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. I love you all. This is a very short episode, by the way, huh? Oh, well. See you guys later. Peace.